Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Adia Suling, and you are listening to Story Partners.
Hello, and welcome to Story Partner, a podcast about bridge and all things interesting to bridge players. Brought to you by Bridge Partners and Friends, Catherine Harris and Jocelyn Starts. In today's episode, we revisit our interview with Israeli champion Adi Azulin. Adi recently won the Venice Cup with her teammates Ila Levy and Dana Enoga Tal, so what better time to press rewind and hear from her again. We hope you enjoy this special Story Partner replay with our first season alum and 2023 Venice Cup winner, Adi Azulin.
Adi Azulin learned to play bridge at school when she was 11. By 14, she was representing Israel on its national team. She and her bridge partner, Ila Levy, regularly compete in national and international events such as the European Team Championships, the World Team Championships, and the World Bridge Series. And they and their teammates recently won the 2023 Venice Cup. They are also the driving forces behind the Israeli Bridge Federation program Elite Sport Ayot, which encourages young girls to play bridge. We began by asking her what she loves most about the game.
The thing I love mostly about bridge is that you can always learn more and more. You can always develop and improve in the future. It's the game that never gets boring. And it's combined so many things. You have teamwork, you have memory, you have psychology. And mostly, if you want to get better, it's a lot of practice and willpower. And we know, like, in today's world, people all the time, they seek repeat satisfaction. And it's bridge game, it's not the case. It takes time. And devotion only to learn and understand the bait. So it's beautiful.
What was your earliest memory of playing bridge?
My earliest memory in bridge, it's go back when I was 12 and a half. And my first bridge partner, Nilva, was her name. She left me because I choose to spend the summer in a roller skate camp and not in bridge camp. which made her believe that I'm not devoted enough to play bridge. I immediately was looking for a solution. And then I choose Ila. She was a new player to bridge, but she was an amazing talent. She was a fast laner and very competitive. Ila's feels so competitive. Like, our partnership start We are meeting at my parents' roof. I had a bidding box. We're like asking a question, like, what is this? And what's about this? And we are learning beads and listening to each other talk. So how did you and Hila meet? We were in the same school, but she's so smart. So she jumped one class. And in her class, they didn't learn bridge. They teach only us bridge. And her neighbor was in my class. We had a class after school. And she was like, okay, I will come with you. And he told her, no, you can't. You don't know bridge. And she was like, if you know, I can learn that. And that was like that. She's such a first learner. It's amazing. So she came and she started and she got it through so fast.
Was it part of school or was it just when you were at elementary school at that period in your life?
It was a pilot for some classes. So it was on the fifth grade. So we have first class is English, second class is history, third class is bridge.
Wow. And so that was a pilot. Did they keep doing it?
Yeah, actually, the Israeli Bridge Federation, they have a program. And I was teaching a few years ago. And actually, our school take first in the tournament for all the other schools. So we were so proud of that. So I felt like I am closing a circle. Like I start like that. Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
So Adi, do you have a favorite tournament that you like to play?
I really love a lot festival, and we have the Tel Aviv Festival in Israel. You can also come and you can travel our land and you can play a good bridge. In our festival, it's combined. There is like one day mix, one day IMP, one day a match point. There is so many different levels and different kind of competition that you can come and play.
So what about strange or unexpected things that have happened to you when you've been playing at tournaments? What is the strangest or most unexpected thing that's ever happened to you?
I had something like it was really unexpected. In 2016, we had trials in Israel for choosing the women team. So we know that we need to give everything to get in. And the morning of the day, on the way to the tournament, we also pick another player who was older. And Hila, she's being a gentlewoman. She moved to the back seat to let the older player in the front. And I was really fresh about the tournament. And I didn't notice, and Hila was getting to the back of the car and it take her time to get in. And I started to drive. And I suddenly noticed that I drove on her foot by accident before the last day on the tournament.
Oh, no.
So, and
what happened?
I started to cry. Yeah. I felt so bad. And you know, Blanston's shoes? Eli had these shoes by mistake, but they are so strong shoes. So Hila say, we are going to play and she going to continue the tournament. She was such a hero. And I was crying. She was like, Adi, it will be okay. And then we arrived. I was still crying and everyone asked Hila, what is going on? Why I'm crying? And she was like,
she ran over my foot and she's crying.
Yeah.
And I'm not crying.
Yeah, she take a lot of Advil in that day. Anyway, we end up on the fourth place and we feel so disappointed. After that, we went to the ER and they text us like, welcome to the team. So we start to jump on one leg, like we were so excited about it that they choose us. And after that, we won the first place in Europe in the pairs and we won after that the world championship, one on another.
Has she ever let you drive again?
Yes, yes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Adi, what is your particular strength, do you think, in bridge?
Ooh, I would say that I believe my play strategy is very good, and I know how to focus my energy. I have a lot of patience that helped me play hours and hours and stay focused.
How do you do that?
I think the best way is to start to do meditation and you start to listen to the silence, because every time we are fighting with our partner or we are feeling bad about things, it takes us energy. We need to learn and we need to understand that if we want to do good in a competition, we need to be focused for a long time and we need to know what to do with our energy. You should remember there is another person in the other side and you need to compare results after. And you need to be decent with yourself and with your team, because in the end you have the same goal.
How do you practice for a tournament?
How do I practice?
Yeah, like, is it just a question of playing a lot of games, or do you set up particular kinds of hands? What is the difference between just playing a lot and practicing for a tournament?
I think in bridge, you need to be in the same head with your partner. So you don't need just to be a good player. You need to be a good partner and you need to have a good communication. You need to understand each other. You need to know a lot of situation. And you practice, you play a lot of balls. And then if you have a coach, do that in two separate ways. You are doing the mental way and you are doing the playing way. And you need to mix between the two. When I coach, I love to tell them, okay, you have to move your body if you want more blood to get to your brain. So I tell them, like, on the break, you can do sprint. You can go wash your head with water. You can do stretch. It's important to mix the body and the brain and the soul.
So do you think that men are better bridge players than women?
Absolutely not.
So you feel that really there should be no difference between the performance of men and women?
In amazing world, when there is equality in everything, I would say yes. But for today, we open a program for that in Israel that's called Elite Sportayot. We with the Israeli Bridge Federation, me and Ilah, and it's amazing because it's helped to promote a woman. And because of that, the last time there was a girls championship, it was all the girls from this program went to this championship. And in the women championship, 5 from the 6 were in this program. So we can see that, like, in the field, that it's something that can develop all the time.
That's great. Have you ever had a non-bridge experience that then affected your bridge game and how you play?
In the last 3 years, I started to practice yoga, and I understand there are some things that I'm dealing with bridge. Like, the biggest truth for me is to accomplish the progress from the person I were yesterday, because you don't know what is the background of the other player, and you don't know our them weaknesses or their strength. You don't know that. You need to compare only to yourself. You need to know yourself better than others. You need to listen to yourself. And when you get to a high level of listening to yourself, you know what is the best for you and your partnership, if I'm talking about bridge. And I was thinking, why bridge is such an amazing game? And I feel like the beauty of this game is we are never alone. There's always our partner who will support us and be there in the good and the bad times. I believe in people and people kind and people good and our togetherness, men and women together, to make this world a better place, to live, to learn from each other, and to be there when it's tough.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's lovely. So, Adi, do you have any favorite conventions or gadgets that you just love to play with your partner?
To be honest, I have a really simple agenda when it comes to method. I think the main goal is to help us describe how much we have defined them. And we need to save energy. So it's really focusing on the partnership. And you should ask yourself, if this convention, it's taking me more energy or it's good for the flow. And in the meantime, you can practice this convention. But when it's not intuitive, it's sometimes not good for the flow when you are playing.
Thinking back to when you first learned to play, what do you wish you knew then that you know now?
First, I think that in every level in life, you learn something else. And if I would say to Adi from the age 11, what I know now, she would say, what? If actually I would think about that more deeply, I would say, be patient, be nice to your partner. Everything will be good in the end if you just practice and enjoy and listen to yourself and in the room.
And what is the best bridge advice or tip that you've ever been given?
Ooh. I played with Eldad Ginasar, my coach, in a national festival in Tel Aviv. He was visiting Israel, he's living now in Chicago. And I was so excited to play with him. And in one word, in the competition, I played 7-0, and I really wanted to know, like, what is the best play, because I had like 3 different play and I need to know if to do squeeze or to do double finesse. And I was looking for the right play, and I missed guess, and I was one down, and I had like 3 people watching me. And I was asking Eldad, can I make this board? And he was like, we'll talk about it in the end. And from that point, I truly understand, I swear to God, how much is important not to talk with partner. And only when I felt that on my body, I understand how much is important, because we finish first in the end. But if I will not move on and I didn't focus in the other thing, I will never can get to this place. And we had a good atmosphere while we were playing. This is super important.
Adi, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great talking with you.
That was terrific. Thank you.
Thank you. It was really interesting for me to talk with you and to explore things at that level. So thank you for the opportunity.
And that's the show. Many thanks to our guest, Adi Ajulin.
Thank you also to our Sorry Partner posse of listener supporters who make the show possible.
Sorry Partner is produced by Catherine Harris, with production assistance from Jade Gray.
Our theme music was composed by Jocelyn Starts and produced by Daniel Graboy.
Send your bridge stories and comments to sorrypartnerpodcast@gmail.com or send us a voice message. And please consider joining the Sorry Partner Posse that helps keep us on the air, so to speak. You'll get ad-free episodes, a monthly newsletter, and other supporter perks. These links and a link to our discount offers and merch store are in the episode description in your app, on the website at sorrypartner.com, or wherever you like to listen. We'd love to hear from you, but be nice, or we'll call the director. Until next time, play well.
May all your finesses be onside. And remember, as Adi says, don't discuss the hands until after the game. Thank you, partner.
Thank you, partner.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.